Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
President-elect Trump wants the American public to rest assured that all of his efforts are directed to pursuing the people's business and not his own.
From WNYC Studios and ProPublica, this is Trump, Inc., a podcast that digs deep into the central mystery of Trump's businesses.
Presidents of the United States cannot get cash and other benefits from foreign governments, and you can understand why that would be a concern.
People in this country need to know who he is making money from and all the details of the contracts. We need to know what the contract is for all of these with every foreign government.
The developers talk about the Trump brand as making them look good, as internationalizing them, as giving them some sort of global cachet. It's hard not to ask, what is the Trump organization really getting out of these deals? Is it just the licensing fees, or is it something else?
We don't know. We're still trying to answer basic questions about how the Trump organization works.
How come they are in business with so many people who show the telltale signs, and in some cases actual convictions, of corruption, money laundering, and other financial frauds? And what did they know, and when did they know it?
The Trump organization, like the Trump campaign, tells you almost nothing about its operation. Their answer to most questions is silence.
Subscribe to Trump, Inc., wherever you get your podcasts. Beginning Wednesday, February 7th,
as a president, I could run the Trump Organization, great, great company, and I could run the country, the country. I'd do a very good job, but I don't want to do that.